Conrad Erb started singing when he was just 5 years old in his Mennonite church, and he continued singing all through college. But then he sort of fell out of it.
I graduated from college about 10 years ago, so I really haven't been doing anything very seriously since then.
Last year, Erb got an email from a friend who told him that a new choral group was forming in Philadelphia, calling itself Philharmonia. But he was skeptical.
I was sort of thinking, oh, you know, choirs in Philly, it's probably going to be 80 people. I don't like that setting. I like something that's really small. Maybe you're expected to carry a little bit more responsibility, carry your part of it better. The size of it, you know, we have about 20, 22 voices. That's where I'd love to be. I'd personally love to be smaller, but you probably can't put that on the radio.
Erb here is singing baritone in this setting of the Ubi Caritas. It's based on a Gregorian chant from more than a millennium ago. The music is very old, but Philharmonia is relatively young. Everyone is between 22 and 42 years old. They're mostly amateurs, with a smattering of professionals. The founder and director is Ben Olinsky. He designed the choir to be as much a social group as a singing group.
People who spend time together and really get to know each other socially sing better together, and vice versa.
Olinsky believes younger singers will bring younger audiences. Philharmonia's concerts, the first being this Sunday, will be informal, with choir members themselves introducing each selection. Olinsky looks at television shows like Glee and The Voice and sees cultural potential.
Given this tremendous amount of energy that you see on college campuses with a cappella groups and with glee clubs, and then with the popular media's fascination with choral singing that you see, you know, on the airwaves today, it feels like there's this tremendous untapped potential to really reinvigorate choral music and really have a renaissance.
Philharmonia is not the first choral group in town to woo younger audiences. Last fall, the Choral Arts Society of Philadelphia launched a series of informal midweek performances of Bach cantatas. The monthly concerts are called Bach at 7 because they start at 7 o'clock and they last just 1 hour. That makes them convenient for the after-work crowd. They're also pay what you wish, which draws a diverse crowd. The artistic director is Matthew Glandorf, who says the concert is capped by a wine tasting in the back of St. Martin's Church in Rittenhouse Square.
We're now actually having a relationship with our audience. It's not just some kind of faceless mass that we see out there, but we're recognizing faces and names. And that is a hugely gratifying experience. Try to create a community around it rather than, okay, here's our event, now go home and we'll never, you know, maybe we'll see you again in the spring or maybe not.
When the first Bach at 7 concert took place last October, Glandorf had no idea what to expect, and he was surprised to find St. Mark's nearly full. The next one is on February 19th. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News. ¶¶